For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. With more than 220 steel and aluminum facilities in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, the Ohio Valley has a lot riding on the Trump administration's taxes on imported metals. Ohio Valley Resource reporter Becca Schimmel visited Hawesville, Kentucky, where one of the nation's largest remaining aluminum producers is betting big that the president will follow through with tariffs.
Brady Carwile is filling out an application at a job fair in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Carwile has a job at a local auto parts maker, but he's hoping for a maintenance position at Century Aluminum's Hawesville smelter.
It's one of the best jobs you can find around there.
Just a few years ago, Century was laying workers off, not hiring them on. Century idled 60% of its capacity in 2015 and laid off more than 300 workers there. Now that the Trump administration is placing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, Century plans to bring the Hawesville smelter back to full capacity and create up to 300 new jobs. Carwile is excited, but also a little concerned about how long those new jobs will last.
I'm worried about the tariffs being repealed or something like that, and then seeing, oh, well, all that money's not coming in now, what's going to happen then? That's what I'm more worried about.
The tariffs have energized some industry leaders, but the administration's recent actions have created some uncertainty. In March, when Trump first announced tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum, Hawesville workers like Dusty Stevens were in the White House to show support.
My father worked in the industry and worked at that plant for 40 years, so this hits home for all of us at Hawesville.
But in the following weeks, Trump gave temporary exemptions to several major metals producers, including the European Union, Mexico, and Canada. This month, the administration postponed a decision on making some of those exemptions permanent. The White House says countries that are exempted from the tariffs will face quotas or other restrictions. Century Aluminum Executive Vice President Jesse Gary says that's important for his business to be able to rebound.
What we do believe is important with these exemptions is that if there are permanent exemptions put in place, that they be paired with a quota so that these countries sort of can't take advantage of the relief structure that was put in place to restart U.S. production.
Gary says Century is planning to invest $150 million in Hawesville because the company is sure the tariffs won't just be short term.
And so I think, you know, the intent of the administration is that they will remain in place until the U.S. industry, you know, until at least the U.S. industry is back on its feet and ready to meet the country's national security needs.
Roger Newport is CEO of AK Steel Corp, with locations in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. At a recent press briefing, Newport said he's disappointed in the delay and fears it will allow countries to continue dumping unfairly priced materials in the U.S. market.
We'd like to see it get done sooner than later, but we appreciate the actions that have been taken to at least move everything forward.
According to industry trade groups, the more than 220 steel and aluminum-related facilities in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia still provide more than 44,000 jobs, despite sharp declines due to foreign competition. Dave Martin is the president of the United Steelworkers Local in Ravenswood, West Virginia. Century Aluminum used to have a smelter in Ravenswood, but it was idled in 2009.
It was devastating. That's 700-800 jobs lost in the area, and it had a huge impact in the area. Such a big facility in a smaller county, jobs are affected. Secondary jobs to the plant are also affected too. So it had huge impact.
Martin works in fabrication at Constellium in Ravenswood, which makes aluminum products for the auto and aerospace industries. Like many manufacturers, Constellium imports some aluminum, and that could mean the tariffs would hurt the company by raising material prices, one of the many risks economists warn about. But Martin says having Century increase domestic capacity nearby could help.
To me, at least what I see, I think it's a more reliable source. You have a good, usable product where it's not always guaranteed when you go to an overseas supplier.
Hawesville Mayor Charles King says it was hard for his community as well when Century laid people off in 2015.
But it's hard to go from, say, a $70,000 a year job down to 20.
Back in Elizabethtown, Brady Carwile turns in his application. In addition to better pay and benefits, a job with Century Aluminum could help his personal life as well. He grew up in Breckinridge County, not far from Hawesville.
And, you know, just like to get back home.
Trump is expected to make a decision on which countries keep permanent tariff exemptions in June. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.